from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
Adam Spillane, John Lopez with you on a rainy day 7 of Texans Training Camp from the Methodist Training Center. Juice Scruggs will join us whenever practice is over. And
they're going at it a little bit today. A little longer, a little intense again.
And again, it's been rainy. Like it is a wet field, wet football, wet conditions. It has been raining basically the entire morning here. And now it looks like they are going hurry up with the second team offense right now. But as we... we'll let you know if anything important comes of this. But yesterday, I won't say yesterday, but Bobby Slowick appeared on the Green Lights podcast, the Chris Long podcast. And I thought what was interesting from that appearance was that he talked about when he knew that C.J. Stroud was going to be a guy, was going to be basically the quarterback of the future for this team. And here's what his answer was.
Yeah, I'd say probably, you know, people might laugh at this, but honestly, on offense, week two, second half against Indianapolis, we were down three scores, I believe, and got into a situation where we had to go throw the ball. From there on, the way he operated the game and got the ball out and where he got the ball out to and the way our receivers were running routes, like as coaches, you could see like, oh, we got something here. You know, we got something that could be really good. And then I think as players and as the Houston Texans, where it really clicked for everybody was the very next week. We played at Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Week three, we were 0-2 and division opponent. Really, really good football team. And we went in there and we played a good game. Offense, defense, special teams, all the way across the board. And we executed what we needed to execute and played the way we thought we could play. And I think that just gave everyone belief that Jacksonville, it was one of the better teams in the NFL, and we can go and we could, when we play the way we know we can play with anybody. And then from there, you know, we battled for a while, and then Cincinnati was the point where it was like, okay, let's go get into the tournament. That game, we knew we were playing a team that's a playoff team, and it got into an absolute dogfight at the end where players got to go make plays, and they did that. And that's really where our focus went from, all right, let's compete to, okay, let's make sure we're getting in the playoffs and we got a shot.
So for me, week two is a little early.
Yeah, like, well, for all of us, because he's inside.
Yeah, so he's around him every single day. So I'll answer this in a second. When was it for you? When did you know?
You know, he mentioned the Jaguars game. Again, he's inside. He knows what this guy has. It was the next week for me because, you know, we're talking about the game. We're talking about C.J. Stroud, and we're linking, man, I think this guy could be something. We could be on to something here. But then they get the Steelers in. And I know, you know, you can say what you want about the Steelers and everything else, but they just demolished them.
Mm-hmm.
They just demolished the Steelers. And you do that to a Mike Tomlin team. I don't care, you know, who the quarterback is. That's going to be damn impressive. And that's when we really started saying, like, okay, this guy, and you started hearing people like myself saying, I think this is a passing team. They need to rely on C.J. Stroud more. He is the guy. Then you get a loss against the Falcons. But, again, he was so crucial in how they could come back from being down and not playing a real clean game and playing. So I would say Pittsburgh of all games. Okay.
Yeah, it was a little longer for me.
Yeah.
It was Tampa Bay.
Lot of people point to that one.
Yeah, it was the drive against Tampa Bay after Baker had just led them back. And they'd taken – that was a weird game, too, because I think it was Fairbairn was hurt.
Yeah.
So they couldn't kick field goals.
Yeah.
So they're having to go for it. They couldn't kick extra points. So they're having to go for two.
Yeah.
They're getting into the end zone basically on every single drive. But that drive after Baker had led Tampa Bay back to take the lead, like as quickly as he got them in the end zone, that was when you're like, okay, this is now real. This is now something that they've got a guy here. This isn't just, hey, we have to like manage this guy through games. No, he can win games himself.
You're right. And by and large around the league, that's when everybody was real. The buzz was really hell. A couple weeks later, people were talking about him as MVP. You know, so yes, no, you're right. I just felt like that Pittsburgh game. You see this guy. We're out here at practice. We get to see a little more than your average fan, but not as much as the Texans by any stretch. And you're like, he's it. He is absolutely it. It is funny because, you know, C.J. Stroud, you know, he's getting all this buzz. Actually, got better as the season went along, as we all know, and he handled it. Mm-hmm. You know, he handled all the lock for Rookie of the Year and injury. You know, Damian Pierce. What are you going to do at running back? Devin Singletary starts coming in, and all these other things. Like, you could see at that point, the Tampa game, this guy's going to carry the squad.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, for sure. And it reminded me of a question, because it takes a while, I think, for you to believe in a guy.
Yeah.
Well, and also to be able to hang 40 points on a Todd Boyles defense.
Yeah.
I thought that was impressive. But it reminded me of a question, because I asked the same exact question to Romeo Crennel back in the day about Tom Brady. Because obviously he was there for those early stages of Brady, and it took Romeo almost an entire season to buy into to buy into Brady. He said that it was the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. It was the last drive of the Super Bowl when he realized that Tom Brady was something special.
it was
the most like benign play you could think of. It was just like basically a check down that Tom Brady made where there was a rusher in his face, and he said, I couldn't believe he got the pass off. I couldn't believe that he saw that rusher. Once he was able to do that, once he saw the rusher, once he got the pass off, that's when I knew, okay, this guy is special. And then of course he leads him down the field for the field goal.
And doesn't that lead to what we've been hearing from the Texans throughout the offseason and into training camp? When you're asking about C.J. Stroud, whether it's Nick Caserio or D'Amico Ryans or C.J. Stroud himself, they talk about, what do you want to improve on? How do you back it up, et cetera? They all kind of say variations of the same thing. Command of the offense. You know, you and I have talked about this on this very show. I want to see him be able to go to the line of scrimmage and just say, no, this is not the play we should run. These are not the you know, the adjustments off the play we should run. I'm going to run something different. So I think that's what Romeo was talking about. Like, he had total command in that moment in a very benign play, as you put it, in the Super Bowl. I think that's what we they want to see, and that's what we want to see from C.J. Stroud now, is command of the offense, that next step.
Yeah, and I do think, you know, we won't know for sure. Like, you can say all you want about watching these practices and what you learn from these. Like, you don't actually see it until you get to the games.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a minute, but just the way, for me, that he played in that Colts game, and just the way that they basically did whatever they wanted when they wanted to throw the ball against the Colts, that makes you think that, okay, he absolutely is the real deal, and I don't think there's any doubt about that at this point.
No. By the way, the Texans have completed practice. Juice Scruggs will be joining us. And I'm really looking forward to this interview, just because it's such an important part of what the Texans are going to do this year. He'll be joining us any moment here. Figure, just for our purposes, we may break a little early and come back and get to Juice Scruggs. But the Texans are done with practice. And thoughts on the practice itself from you. A couple of things that I absolutely think Texans fans should know as takeaways. Noah Brown had himself a day. Maybe the best catch of camp so far on a drill on the front corner of the end zone. It was an inside shoulder catch that came in a little bit too far from C.J. Stroud, and he reached one hand out there and pulled it in and got his feet down for the touchdown. Another big catch during a two-minute drill, and another potentially huge catch diving stretched out in the end zone that came out as he hit the ground. So Noah Brown, Kamari Lassiter, terrific plays on the ball. Ball skills, you know, that's something you hear a lot. We're on full display. And then the big thing for me, and this is not a bad thing, I don't know what your takeaways are from practice today, but defense kind of had the edge. I'm not going to say they ruled the day, because the offense had some moments, but defense had a better day today than the offense.
It does feel like, though, we've been saying that a lot.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of feels like every day you think the defense is winning. Now, listen, this is a very good Texans offense, a very talented Texans offense, so maybe that just goes to show you that this Texans defense might be getting slept on just a little bit.
Yeah.
But it is interesting, and, you know, the one thing that you heard about Lassiter was you weren't sure if he was fast enough at this level. I don't know. Listen, again, it's still very early to be able to dispel that, but it feels like he has the speed to be able to survive on the outside.
I mean, Stephon Diggs, I haven't seen him a whole lot against Tank Dell, but I've seen him against you know, all the frontline receivers otherwise, and more than holding on his own. I mean, winning more than you would expect. So that's going to be something to watch for sure. Fans are going nuts all around us. Stephon Diggs coming out, going to sign some autographs for the fans that are up against the fence, as well as Tank Dell, MJ Stewart. Big autograph day here. Haven't seen this many guys out here signing autographs with fans all year.
I mean, these people sat out in the rain for the last couple hours, so the least they can do is sign some autographs.
And did you see some of the videos before, you know, early this morning out here at 6 in the morning, getting drenched outside of
work? Oh, yeah, it was raining hard. It was raining hard when I got here. It rained hard, you know, just at different intervals during that first hour of the show. So, yeah, the elements are certainly have come into the mix. Now, we've talked about the receivers. And I did want to bring this up again, because the Texans on the opening day 53-man roster, they carried 6 wide receivers.
Last year.
It feels like they're going to have to carry more than that this year. It just does. And so then my question is, okay, well, what do you take away from? Are you taking away from the offensive line? Do maybe you decide to only carry 2 quarterbacks instead of 3? Do you now only carry, I mean, they carried 5 running backs and fullbacks, you know, on the original opening day roster. Like, is that something that they decide to change? All right, so we're going to come back. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we are going to hear from Texans offensive lineman Juice Scruggs. He will join us next on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.